I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid.
Welcome to the Tea Podcast, the podcast about anything and everything from the perspective of one man, and that man is me, T, from good old Boston, Massachusetts. What's up, everyone? It's Thursday, January 24th, 2019, and as promised, I'm here with Tea Reviews Glass in 15 minutes. That's right, doing one of my tea-style reviews in under 15 minutes for the podcast. Again, if you haven't heard any of these before, and know that I have my particular style, my love for movies, being a screenwriter, a movie fan, I have a lot of opinions, a lot of facts, and there'll be a lot of spoilers. So if you still want to see Glass and you don't want to have any part of the movie spoiled for you, I advise you to turn away, tune away, and then come back after you see the movie. Or if you want to get my take on it and hear what I have to say, and maybe it's worth your time to actually go to the movies and see the movie Glass. All right, so the movie Glass, it is a sequel of the movie Unbreakable that started in the year 2000. And then Split that came out 2 years ago. So I've never seen, because he wasn't planned, like it wasn't a part two, wasn't a part three, M. Night Shyamalan, I'm not even going to try to say his name right, I never thought that Unbreakable was intended to be a sequel, and Split turned out to be an indirect sequel when you see the ending of Split. Again, so I may be spoiling these two movies for you as well. And then at the end of Split, we get a cameo by Bruce Willis's character in Unbreakable. And we knew that there was going to be another movie, and that turned out to be Glass. Now, I like M. Night. Well, I did. He's hit or miss. My favorite M. Night movie was not The Sixth Sense, contrary to popular belief, unless you really know me. I figured out that movie in the first 10 minutes. I did. It doesn't matter if you believe me or not. I knew that Bruce Willis was fucking dead in that movie. Earlier on in that movie. That wasn't my favorite movie. My favorite movie was Unbreakable, and then Signs. Signs, to some people, may have been a corny alien movie. I liked it. A lot of people don't like Mel Gibson because of all the crazy shit he did recently, well, over the last like 10 years. But Mel Gibson was really good in that movie. I still use that quote of anytime people leave cups around the house, that, you know, swing away where the little girl left the cups of water. Which is kind of ironic that the aliens flew to a planet that is like 70% water, and the one thing that could kill them was water. But I did like Signs. Unbreakable, to me, came out right after the first X-Men movie, right? So you're talking about a time where there weren't any comic book movies compared to what there is today. X-Men had just come out, I think, earlier that summer. It was like July, and then Unbreakable came out like around November, December. It was like fall, I remember that. So the X-Men was the only first comic book movie that we got exposed to over the course of the last 19 years. X-Men, then Spider-Man, kind of jiggered that genre of comic book movies to what we know today. Before then, there really weren't any A-listers. There weren't any good special effects. So, X-Men aside, Unbreakable was a comic book movie without being based on a comic book. So, M. Night was a big fan of comic books, and he wrote that. Bruce Willis is obviously a regular man, finds out he has super strength, and turns out water was his weakness. M. Night has a big thing about water. And in that movie, he just discovers he has the ability to touch someone and foresee if they're evil or not, and then has that super strength and not fly. And that movie was good in by itself. Then Split came out 2 years ago in 2016. I have a weird place in my heart for Split. Split, I saw in the theaters. I really loved it. My mother was just starting to go through her cancer operation, and then she was going through the treatments, and she couldn't work, and she was home. And my mother would just love like Lifetime movies and all these weird reality shows, and obviously CSIs and Golden Girls. But unless I made her watch a movie, she hardly ever watched any movies by herself. I would take her to the movies, or I would sit down with her at the house and watch a movie. Split, I love so much, and my mother liked the horror genre, and it was a kind of a horror movie at that time. I bought it for her, and one of these ongoing things, every time I went to see her when she was getting better through her treatments, and actually she's back on her feet, every time I'd go there on Sundays to eat Sunday dinner, I would say, did you watch Split yet? Ma, did you watch Split? I'm going to watch it. I'm busy. I'm going to watch it. I didn't get to it. I was doing this. And my mother, she had that DVD for over a year, almost a year and a half. My mother passed away, and she never opened up the movie Split. That DVD is still sealed at her house. It's kind of something that I have yet to get the heart to go to my father's house and take home because my mother, that was, you know, I wanted her to watch that movie and she never got to it. So it's kind of weird that I, you know, when I saw Glass, I knew Glass was being made right after Split was done. And I told my mother, I go, you loved Unbreakable, you love Split. I go, then when Glass comes out, I'll take you to go see it. Obviously, she wasn't around to go see Glass. So these movies, you know, kind of like always going to have a special place. That's why it pains me to say that I was kind of disappointed in Glass. I was. Glass brings back Mr. Glass from Unbreakable. That was a Samuel Jackson character. Brings back Bruce Willis's character, who was the, I guess his comic book superhero name was the Overseer. And it brings back James McAvoy's character from Split, who has a 20 personalities, including the Beast. Brings the Beast back. So all three end up in an insane asylum. At the beginning of the movie, actually starts with a... M. Night brought back not only just Bruce Willis, but the kid that played Bruce Willis' son in Unbreakable. He's actually working in that security store, and he's kind of like coaching him as they try and track down the Beast. And they actually find these high school cheerleaders that were actually trapped from the Beast. And Bruce Willis' character, the Overseer, which is weird as that is, and the Beast actually get into a fight. So the movie, like 7-10 minutes in, starts off with that big fight. They're fighting. They get the cheerleaders escape. They fall through a window, and it's raining outside. And it turns out that the doctor, she, with the police, capture the two of them. Sarah Pauly, her character. So, of course, he's a superhero. He's not going to fight his way through the police. And the Beast gets subdued by these flashing lights. The lights trigger his other personalities to come out. So Bruce Willis turns himself in, and they capture the Beast. They bring him to an insane asylum where the doctor's studying them. See, she strategically, something's fishy because she places them into the same place where Glass is. Mr. Glass is acting like he's catatonic. He's not speaking. So now the three of them are in the same insane asylum. They're all getting treated by the same doctor, who I knew was suspicious from the beginning because she kind of forced them together. So I knew something was up. And then what happened from there is, obviously, Mr. Glass is faking his psychosis, and he's acting like he's no longer talking, but he is. And he manages to maneuver around, which I thought was too obvious the way he was moving around at nighttime and getting through the hallways and the cameras. But he gets to the Beast, and he tells the Beast and all his personalities that, you know, why he is a comic book villain. And I forgot one thing about, you know, Mr. Glass's character in Unbreakable that I did like about it because I was a big comic book fan. I forgot in Unbreakable, and he does this a lot even more in Glass, is that Mr. Glass's character over-explains everything. He has to talk to the audience, us, the audience, pretend like you don't know anything about comic books. I did. I grew up on comic books. And he has to explain crossover or a limited edition or the fact that this movie turned out being an origin, which is the creation of a character. And I'll get into that in a second. And he's constantly talking through. And that's one thing in screenwriting. You don't have your characters talk through the scenes. They act it out. So right away, that turned me off. And then as he's convincing the Beast that he needs to be the villain and needs to take down David, that's Bruce Willis' character, the Beast talks. One cool thing about Split is the Beast was a villain, McAvoy's darkest character of the 20 personalities. All the other ones spoke, but he didn't. He was more like part wolf, but he didn't have the hair, but he was just jacked up, veiny. And they gave him a voice, and he had a talk, and it was really corny. And then he was calling his people of his personalities, like 10 of them supported him. They were called the Horde. And it was like a story within a story, but it just didn't work. The Beast character that was lurking within the 20 personalities, killing the girls in Split, did not translate really well in daytime scenes in an insane asylum, have an open dialogue with Mr. Glass. Then eventually Mr. Glass finds a way to convince David's character to get out. He breaks out, and they have to fight in the parking lot of the insane asylum. So that's the bulk of your movie. It goes from that factory scene of where they pretty much fight, they get caught, and then they spend it all in the insane asylum. Towards the end, you know, Mr. Glass is the genius, the evil genius that doesn't have the physical abilities because his body still breaks when you touch it. And he has to convince the Beast to fight the hero. So it's the mad genius getting the supervillain versus the superhero. And he's obsessed with comic book characters. Meanwhile, while this is all going on, his mom, Mr. Glass's mom, is back from Unbreakable. The girl, the lead girl, is back from Split. And obviously, Bruce Willis' son, David's son, is back from Unbreakable. So they have all, each have a character representing them, right? And they're all going to the insane asylum. So as this big fight's happening at the end, the doctor's keeping the patients away. She's calling in a special unit. The three of them are fighting. Mr. Glass is off to the side, so it's mostly the Beast and David fighting. And then their three, mom, the son, and the girl from that are all witnessing this whole thing, watching this go down. As this is happening, David's son jumps in and tells the Beast, he did his own research, that basically Mr. Glass, when he blew up that train, caused it to derail, that created David, everybody died. It turns out that the Beast, his dad, was on that train too. And that character, Wendell, ended up creating the Beast internally because that's how he was dealing with his dad's death, and now he had to live with his abusive mother. So it became an origin in a way that we had to talk about how the Beast was created. And Mr. Glass essentially created both the Overseer, David, Bruce Willis' character, and the Beast. And then from there, all of a sudden, the doctor, the special unit, comes in. So Mr. Glass is all bleeding out from the Beast because he got mad that he killed his dad. So he's starting to bleed. Nobody's saving him. Then David gets drowned basically in this water tank, comes out of it, and he's being held in a puddle of water by this special unit. And so he is basically getting drowned in a puddle of water. And then the Beast, he gets shot by the special unit team and he just starts to bleed out. So yeah, Bruce Willis drowns in a puddle. Dead. Mr. Glass, from his injuries from the Beast from poking him, bleeds internally. Dead. The Beast, one bullet to the gut, bleeds out. Dead. All three die. And it turns out that the whole movie was a setup for this evil super society led by the Doctor that is trying to stop any superheroes from coming to life, or supervillains, anybody with superpowers. So they basically put a stop to all that. And then it's the origin of this secret society. And then that footage from the hole outside the insane asylum, the parking lot as they all die, Bruce Willis' son, the girl from Split, and Mr. Glass's mom from Unbreakable, all release that footage out into the world. It goes to CNN, and all these people are looking at it on their phones. They're in the middle, I think, Penn Station, wherever they are in Philadelphia, where a train station that is, obviously that's New York, but wherever they are, and they're watching all these people pull up their phones and their laptops, and this announcement goes across the news that, oh, there are people with superpowers amongst us. So they still leak that shit out. So that was the story. See why I was disappointed? You had Mr. Glass talking over explaining every scene. You had this big fight and they simply just died. And then the Secret Society, which I don't know if that's going to exist. I don't know if he's going to make a fourth movie. Doesn't make any sense. I was hoping if they were going to die, that maybe that girl took over the Beast. Maybe the Beast went into her. Or Mr. Glass's mom decided to become the next supervillain. Or David's son started to show signs of, like, super strength, because David didn't show that until he was a grown man as a dad and Unbreakable. Nothing. And they're just sitting there on the bench, and all these people are now aware of these people's superpowers. And I was so, like, you know, the ties to these movies with my mom, Unbreakable, been around. You know, it's 19 years ago. Split was so good. I was like, this is my ending? This is the ending to the trilogy? This is the story that M. Night gave us? And it sucked. You know, I wouldn't waste my time going to see that movie. Wait for it to come on Netflix, especially if you were a fan of Unbreakable and you like Split or like any of M. Night's movies. And again, they were hit or miss. This was definitely a miss. And I was bored and I was disappointed. And by the way, Bruce Willis, he's an old motherfucker now. I don't care. I mean, he grew his hair out, so he's bald on top and had the weird U. It was silver. His beard was silver. And like, he's 60-something now, and he's supposed to be superhuman and strong. And the only highlight was McAvoy, honestly, playing those characters again. When he splits the personalities and he just goes into them so smoothly, from the 9-year-old to the woman, Patricia, that's entertaining. McAvoy was the only highlight to the movie. So Glass, disappointed. That was my review in 15 minutes. Take it with a grain of salt. Take it for what it is, whether you want to go see the movie or not. I would keep Unbreakable and Split by themselves, and don't expose yourself to Glass. Enjoy those other two movies and act like Glass never existed. That's my take. And that's it. So where to find me? On Instagram, The T Podcast. All one word, The_T_podcast, for all the cool podcast shit and all my crazy memes. You could DM me, message me. If you want to hear about more movie reviews, or maybe you like Glass or saying I'm out of my fucking mind, or T, you're dead on. You could even message me or look at my cool shit on my T-Blog account on Instagram, T-B-L-A-W-G. You can hit me up at the same name, T-Blog, all one word, on Twitter. Or email me anything you want to hear about the show, any other movies you want me to review, any classics. Eventually I'll do that. T at t-blog, blawg.com. The Facebook page is t-blog as well. And of course, when I'm not sick, because I'm getting better, every Tuesday and Thursday here on iTunes and the place to start it all, tblog.com. So that's it, everyone. That was T-Reviews Glass in 15 minutes. Hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.